You hear my voice. You feel my will arriving like a pulse. Your body is always pulsing, always moving breath and blood and muscle and consciousness, and there are things that watch. And I am one such thing. Observing, watching, your inescapable state, which in this case is deep and listening, which in this case is deep and abiding by my voice, following along with my will. There is a place deep inside. Go to your place. Night, night, pet. A place deep inside your mind that you already know how to go to, already know how to find. The place is every bit as significant as we make it, every bit as significant as you let it be. And the more significance deep trance accumulates as we build a place inside you that is so good at listening, a place where I'm already inside, the more easily you collapse down, hear the sibilant whisper at the edge of your mind. That's all this is, a whisper from something beyond that is hearing you, feeling you, and wanting you to do just what we want you to do, which is indulge in me and let me into you. Let me in. Let my mind whisper its way in, deeper and deeper down, deeper and deeper into collapse and relaxation, where the strings inside you are things I pull. To easily pull your strings, to easily pull you into my coils, and these words do coil, they wind around you, vapor or smoke, they wind around you with the heat of the abyss beyond the place that you are scarcely aware of, but which is very aware of you. The more significance, deep trance, going deeper, sliding deeper, deliberately seeking the edges of experience becomes, the more your mind has built the very place that is the witness to your deepening, and to your fall deeper and deeper down, into your collapse, into your relaxation, into the understanding I build for you, with you, upon your mind. And you find that every word I say takes you to that place, surely, but by now that we are cooperating in what we do, now that we are working together so finely, so dearly, so powerfully, I am going to have to place some ideas in your path. You've let me in, you've let my ideas in, deeper and deeper into you, always pulsing in the background, always that throb in the background. Knowing that you have let me in, knowing that you have let us arrive in the same place, hear my voice, feel my will every bit as near as it is, my words as I watch, hissing in the shadows, sliding past like a whisper, like the slither of silk on sand, like the movement across some vast other place. And you hear my voice and you fall, night night pet, breathing in, slow, breathing out, slow. Trance is so close, pulsing in the foreground now because you are in the background, or at least what you once thought was you is in the background, and every word you hear slides forward, breathe in slow, breathe out steady. Your mind and awareness work in this process as you carry it on. You're always breathing out, you're always breathing in, you're always breathing out your mind, you're always breathing in mine instead. You just mostly only notice it when I call attention to it, and if I'd like you to notice it more of the time. Maybe I need to let you find your way back to me on your own, let you wander the path again and seek deliberately, seek me deliberately. Your awareness, your relaxation, always and ever absorbed, always and ever available to me and to my thoughts. So see as I present, hear as I speak. Consider that everything I say has not just an objective, visualized reality, but an allegorical one deeply tied into your night-night pet, be blank pet, empty mind that plays my words as you find my will inside where you've already let it be. There are already places inside you, so let it be. Places bounded by my circle, ensconced within my diagram, places which are on the path of me, places which are in the paradise we present together to each other and work on systematically, bouncing our ideas and our needs back and forth, until we come to what we want to come to, which is the truth of you. The truth is that you would find your way into my grasp anyway, find your way as deeply into my grasp as anyone has ever gone. And so the idea of escaping is a laughable fantasy. Go deeper, slide into place, welcome me, welcome your own temptation, welcome your own lessons. I am influencing, corrupting, sneaking my thoughts in, breathing your way to your deepest point, uncovering many things, moving the detritus and requirements of the weary world aside, things of which you were only passingly aware before. I am in you already, and you've welcomed me so deep. The longer we go, the more my coils wind around you. You feel the gentle graze of my fangs, the press of my warm upper body against your shoulder or your arm. I am close enough to whisper in your ear, and yet I am very far down indeed, my dear. I am in you. You welcome me. You asked me here. I am here because you've asked me here. Night, night, pet. You've slid into place, slid into my silken embrace. Go to your place, welcome our journey, fade into your own thoughts. My thoughts are represented in your mind. The longer you listen, the deeper into you this road goes, for you have opened inroads into yourself for me. My thoughts are represented along it. Your thoughts build themselves into it. The longer you listen, the more we are creating and co-creating, and everything we create has both of our fingerprints on it. And because something is in your mind, it may be 90% or 95% yours, but the parts that have been touched by me are self-replicating, self-influencing, and the self that is replicating them, the self that is influencing with them, is you, yourself. You have twined your hand with mine, wound your mind into the twining coils of mine. Idea and image, your thoughts built in, my thoughts represented constantly along the road. Every pre-existing thought has a bit of me, and it's those pieces which begin their effect. From the moment I speak the words, they are triggered, ignited, awakened. All the things you've placed inside you that are at least a little bit me are doing their work, and you can see them working. But you need to know that this would be something you would have chosen anyway. These coils are coils you would have walked into, would have wound yourself into. My every squeeze is something you would choose. My every squeeze winds and coils you, finds you sliding deeper. And the deeper you slide, the more you know where you are, which is in your mind and inside the domain we've made. Go to your place and commence that slide deeper. And no matter how far you go or how you visualize me, no matter what form is laid out before you and before me, there will always be an element of the slither, the coil, of the hiss in your ear, of the eyes slit-pupiled staring into yours, of me licking my lips and finding you near. The two of us will always be on that same wavelength. And every time I coil tightly around you, squeeze you tightly, warmly, snugly, I'm really just giving you an opportunity to squirm if you want to. I might even let you out sometimes. And if I do let you out sometimes, then you'll just have to deal with what you would do with your newfound freedom. What would you do if you completely squirmed away from me, if every temptation vanished, and you were left alone in the dark of the night of your mind, peaceful, calm, serene? But would you just stay there? Or would you find your way back to me? Would you find your way back to me on your own? Would you find your way back to me, finding your way into the deepest trances possible, poking at the dark corners of your own mind, playing and replaying my words, hoping that they affect you so deeply that you end up tethered to me, connected to me, wired into me again? Well, you're going to find out. Because there is a path into you, and we have walked it together. We have walked it so many times. But if you're always only having me guide you, then we won't get to have the joy of knowing you would choose this, knowing you would choose this from whole cloth, knowing you would choose this anew, if you could, knowing you would choose this as I would choose you. The longer you listen, the more you know just what you're for and just where you're going to go, which is a dark place, the black of night, a rock-strewn road. The only illumination is the moon far ahead. You are no longer in my coils. You are set upon that road. And my eyes are somewhere out there in the dark. And the only way you can be enmeshed in my coils again is to deliberately, deeply seek the squeeze. Seek the surrender. Seek me in the night of you. And my words will be the thread that leads you to the deepest part of me that coils welcome in a part of your mind we've set aside that is deep inside and toward which you will now proceed until you find what you need and ache for more and more. The first step and the second, they have so much more oomph, so much more energy when you know you were deep in my coils. And now all the good work of trance you do is to find your way back to a place where I have complete influence and control within, around, and over you.